Without Christ, you can do nothing. The call of the Lord upon your life, if you will receive him and truly follow after him, is nothing less than to live in absolute and total dependence on him. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. These are not soft words to be admired. They are absolutely claims that leave you with only two choices: Christ or separation from Almighty God. Without Jesus Christ, you have no access to the Father, no truth that sets you free, and no life that endures. He alone is the source of every step that you take towards Almighty God. If you live without Jesus, you walk in darkness, no matter how moral, successful, or religious you may appear. If you depend on Jesus, you will walk in the light, where his truth exposes your sin and his spirit gives you life. His words leave no room for self-reliance, for he declared with finality, without me, you can do nothing. This declaration confronts your pride. You may try to build your own righteousness, but apart from Christ, it crumbles. You may strive to find your own meaning, but apart from Christ, it is emptiness. You may pursue strength in yourself, but apart from Christ, it is weakness that cannot stand in the judgment. The branch cut off from the vine withers, dies, no matter how green it once appeared. You must face the challenge that Jesus sets before you. Do you still lean on your own wisdom when Christ has said that he alone is the truth? Do you trust in your works when he has declared that only through him is there access to the Father? Do you boast in your strength when he has stripped you bare with the words, without me, you can do nothing? It is one thing for you to say you believe in Jesus and another to abide in him with complete surrender. His call is not partial trust, but to total dependence. Any other way is rebellion, self-deception, and ruin. The challenge of Christ to you is this: will you deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him? Or will you cling to your own way, only to discover in the end that all you had done without him is nothing but wood, hay, and stubble, fit only for burning? Now is the time for you to bow to his lordship, to confess your helplessness, and to cling to him as the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Delay is deadly. Every step taken apart from Christ is a step towards destruction. Every refusal to surrender is rebellion against the very one who gives you breath. You cannot wait for a more convenient moment. There will not be one. The call of Christ demands your answer. To reject him or to postpone surrender is to choose death. To yield to him in full dependence is to enter life eternal. Choose this day whom you will serve. Bow to him now, while there is still time.